Welcome to another episode of The Adventures of Online Dating. I, as always, am your host, Stephanie. So, have you ever been told that you deserve better? Did you ever wonder what exactly that meant? And why would somebody be telling you that? Well, who is telling you that, for one? Is it your potential or wannabe partner that you really, really want to get with, and maybe they're just not interested, or maybe they have very low self-esteem, or maybe they feel like they can only do so much and that you want so much? Or is it a friend who's concerned that you are not getting what you should, that he's not treating you well, that maybe he's manipulating you? And I'm saying he because I'm a girl and they would be he's. Or is it somebody who might be jealous that you have your eye on someone else? So what do you deserve in a relationship? You know, everybody says, you know, that you deserve to be treated well, obviously. But what does that mean? Maybe to be trusted, or have someone who is trustable, if that's a word. You deserve to laugh through a relationship. You deserve happiness, freedom, honesty, not to be gaslit, not to be, you know, taken advantage of, security, someone to go on ventures with, a partner in crime. Someone who supports you, and I don't mean financially, I mean who supports you and lets you, you know, be yourself, and who stands up for you when you're not there, and, you know, just, you know, let you cry on their shoulder, to be a best friend with them. So there's a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, they even put freedom under there, which I'm not quite sure what that means in a relationship, but. But everybody deserves to be loved and treated well in a relationship. Everybody does. And so why do we settle for things that don't do us good? Well, we only settle for less when we believe we are not worthy of what we want. We desire less when we are lonely and scared and we can't find anyone else. I understand all that well, too well. And getting the love we need doesn't mean that we have to be in a relationship. I get a lot of love from my family, my friends, and even my pets. And yes, I'm going to say pets because they have been there through so many breakups, through so many first dates, and so many disaster states. They have been there while I was eating ice cream out of victory and eating ice cream out of trying to cheer myself up. So how do you attract love that you deserve? First of all, you should live in awareness. This means that you pay attention to your own thoughts, your beliefs, and actions of a situation that's happening. You know, figure out what you really feel about something. Not how he wants you to feel, or she. And are you limiting yourself? Are you repeating negative patterns? That's a big one for me, repeating negative patterns. I seem to attract the same guy and I get the same result. Isn't that the definition of insanity? But you got to heal those thoughts and beliefs and change those negative patterns before anything is going to change. And you got to practice acceptance. And that is accepting who you are and who, you know, who you are, and that you're, well, really, that's all there is to say about that. Just accept who you are. And once you accept them, you know, what the problem is, then you can change it. You can't change a problem until you identify the problem. And keep in mind, you can't change anybody else. The only person that you can ever change is yourself. And don't ever try to change somebody else, because it's not fair to you, to them, or to the relationship. And all it's going to do is end up in disaster. Hang on, coffee break. Oh, God, I'm such a coffee addict. And you got to have compassion. You got to realize that you're healing. Whether it's, you know, healing something small or healing something big, you got to just realize you're healing, and you got to take care of yourself. And you got to just realize that you're going to be in pain, and you got to care for yourself and forgive yourself for past mistakes. And you got to give yourself unconditional love. Loving yourself means putting yourself and your needs first. That is not a selfish act. That is caring for yourself. You can't care for somebody else until you care for yourself. And you got to get to know yourself and know how to treat yourself. Now, how you treat yourself is the way other people are going to treat you. They're going to see how you treat yourself and treat you the same exact way. So, you know, and you should talk to yourself the way a friend would talk to you, a real friend. You know, don't put yourself down. Don't, you know, be critical of yourself. Be how a friend would talk to you and treat you. And you got to be your own hero. You know, I hate to break it to you, but no one's coming to rescue you. Even when you find that white knight, he's not coming to rescue you. So you got to be your own hero. You got to be the first person to treat yourself well in a relationship. Because the one relationship that means the most is the relationship that you have with yourself. And that relationship can never be replaced. You can't leave yourself. And scary how it is you got to put yourself out there. You can't find love while you're sitting here hiding behind a computer screen. It just doesn't work. And you will be rejected. There will be rejection, but you can't take that rejection personally. You got to just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and go out there one more time. And don't fixate on falling in love. Or finding love, even. Fixate on you being the best person that you could possibly be. Fixate on that relationship. Fixate on loving yourself and building the life that you would want to lead. Live, not lead. It's morning. You know, make goals and accomplish them. Make realistic goals and accomplish them. And, you know, enjoy the time alone, because once you get in a relationship, you're not going to have that time again. And that time alone is very important, because that's when you get to know yourself and you get to figure out who you are and what you really want. So I love my alone time. I do. I've been actually going out quite a bit lately, but I still do love my alone time. And you also got to remember that those goals that you set for yourself, you got to have time to be able to accomplish them. You know, don't set so many dates that you can't do anything else. I'm a little behind in homework, and that's like my number one priority this semester. It's my last semester. I graduate, I get certifications, and then hopefully I get another job. And yes, I am still out there, and yes, I am still dating, but that school has got to come first, because almost done. So what are some situations that somebody has told you you deserve better? Yeah, lately, mine was that I was sitting here waiting on Mr. Coco. Now, keep in mind, we have not made plans that were written in stone. We mentioned last week getting together, but we did not come up with anything set in stone. And he didn't come over on Saturday. You know, I didn't hear from him or anything. And frankly, it did kind of hurt because we were going to watch football and all that stuff in my mind. I think in his mind, he had no idea that he was supposed to come over. But, you know, he didn't come over. And instead of pouting and, you know, crying about it, which I didn't do, and I was really perfectly fine with him not being here, I went ahead and started my Fantasy Island binging. I love that show. That is such a great show. It's one of the few shows that they reimagined, and it actually works. Everything else just looks wrong. But anyways, Fantasy Island. That one makes me cry and everything. I also watched White Lotus and, you know, had some snacks and watched TV. I didn't even watch football, which was fine because I'm frankly not a football fan. But, you know, that's what we seem to do together. And he did come over Sunday. He, actually texted me early on Sunday and asked if he could come over, or not even asked if he could come over, asked if we wanted to meet up. And yes, I'm always open to that. I do like that boy. I feel like I shouldn't as much as I do, but I do. But I also know where the relationship is. And I don't know if I should call it a relationship, but I don't know any other word for it. But we do spend a lot of time together, and we do have fun together. But we never make plans written in stone. So therefore, you know, it's not like every Sunday he's going to come over. You know, and it averages out to about once a week. But there are some weeks he doesn't. But that's fine. That is absolutely fine. You know, I've got other friends and I'm kind of liking this. I used to be a one relationship kind of girl. And honestly, I think the whole get what you deserve kind of comes in with that, because that never worked out. I never felt fulfilled with that. And I never just, it always, you know, one person can't fulfill everything that you want. Now, let me clarify. If these guys that I'm seeing ever want to make a commitment, then that would change everything. Once the commitment word comes up, then everybody else, you know, I no longer see, and or, you know, as a potential partner, I no longer see, and, you know, we would see each other as a commitment. I can't think of my words. I know it's bad. But wanted to clarify that, because I have a few that are actually very, very nice, and I'm very happy that they're in my life. And I have a lot of fun with them. I have a breakfast date guy who I love having conversations with. I have, everybody knows Mr. Coco because I mention him a lot. And I just recently met someone else. And, you know, we've met a few times, and he's awesome. They all are awesome. I mean, if I saw red flags, I would not be seeing them. Because one of the things that you need to do to get what you deserve is not settle for the stuff you don't deserve. Don't ever settle for being treated like you don't exist. Don't ever settle for, you know, someone who puts you down and, you know, doesn't build you up. That's what a relationship is. It's two people building each other up. And, you know, just, you got to pay attention to that. That's the be in awareness. You know, if somebody says something to you and you're like, what? What was that? That didn't sound right. You know, it's not necessarily overthinking it if you think about why he said that. I mean, don't dwell on it. Or, you know, better yet, ask him what he meant. But, and you should never settle for being abused in any manner, whether it's physical, whether it's mental or sexual. That should never be tolerated. And there is help out there for that if you are in a situation where that happens. Luckily, I have not been in that situation, or at least the sexual or physical part. the mental part, you know, the last year at this time, actually, it's not this time. We would have been broken up at this time. However, what? And I just looked at the calendar, and this is cool, but 1 year, today or tomorrow, I entered a contest, Pitch Your Pod, for this podcast. I did not win, but it was a year ago today that this whole thing started with my very first podcast about this show. That was cool. I should do a year celebration. I mean, it took me a while to get going. So if you look back, you'll notice it's not, you know, but yeah, wow, a year. That's crazy. But anyways, I'm sorry. You know, you should never put up with any abuse at all. And there is help out there if you are. And, oh, I was talking about mental abuse. The Mr. Daytona, yeah, he was a big gaslighter. And, yeah, it was about this time that we actually broke up also. And I was a wreck. But I highly recommend therapy if that's what you're going through. Because that's what I did, and it worked wonders. I went through BetterHelp, and I have heard such bad things about BetterHelp. But I'll tell you, it helped me incredibly. I got with a good counselor, a good therapist, and she was awesome. And she called me out on my bullshit. And, you know, she did let me talk. She let me have my emotions. She let me have my feelings. But she called me out on my bullshit, and I really needed that. Because, you know, relationships is also full of bullshit. I don't care what people say. It is. It's fun to be in one, but, you know, it does take work. But, you know, never, ever, ever settle for anything less than what you deserve. And figure out what you deserve. Figure out what you want. Because, you know, that's also kind of hard to do, is to, you know, what do I want? Because it has taken me a while to figure out what I want. And I don't know if I'm there yet. But I'm way further than I was a year ago. And I also know that there are other things other than relationships out there, which I am also pursuing. I have my second computer group meeting tomorrow. I have class today. It's the third week. And like I said, I'm already behind on homework. So take this weekend to get caught up. And I have friends. I have friends that I go out with. And it's nice. You kind of notice how you don't need that one person in your life if you have friends. And I highly recommend them. I mean, I don't have a lot. I have very few friends, in fact, but the friends I have I really treasure. They are, you know, I feel like I can call any one of them and say, hey, I need help, or I just need to talk, and they would be there. They'd be there in a second, and maybe not there physically, but that's what texting is for. Texting is great, but, you know, find hobbies. You're going to find that you enjoy doing stuff other than dating, because it does take a lot of work. It takes a lot of planning. So that's really all I got. But just be safe out there. And again, figure out what you want. Don't settle for anything you don't deserve. And also give people what they deserve. You know, I don't mean that in a negative way. Don't give anybody something negative if they deserve it. If they deserve something negative or don't deserve your attention, you know what? Don't give it to them. Just leave them alone. But concentrate on yourself. Focus on yourself. And give yourself what you need. Be your own hero. Be your own white knight. You know, if you need that box of Oreos in front of the TV with a blanket, do it. It'll make you feel so much better. I love those days, although it makes my stomach hurt, but, you know, do it. Go out with a friend, you know, just forget the whole dating thing and just go out with a friend and have a girls or guys night or whatever, friend night. And just take care of yourself. You know, you're the only one out there. You're the only you out there. So, all right. You all have a wonderful day. Bye.